From Hollywood and one of the nation's largest private record collections, here is America's Popular Music with your commentator, Andy Mansfield.
Welcome to the Kingdom of Swing, presided over tonight by Glenn Gray and the Castle Loma Band, one of the most popular recording orchestras of the 30s and 40s. Smoke Rings. For many years, the familiar identifying radio signature of Glenn Gray and the Castle Loma Orchestra. This first and most successful of all cooperative bands had its beginning in Detroit, Michigan, as a Gene Golkett unit called the Orange Blossoms. In 1929, the Orange Blossoms became the Castle Loma Orchestra Incorporated, with Glenn Gray as president, saxophonist, and leader, and taking its name from an old Toronto, Canada castle, which had been rebuilt as a hotel, and where they played a brief engagement. One of their biggest record hits was written in 1930 by the band's top arranger and guitarist, Gene Gifford, and recorded first for Brunswick, then for Victor, and finally Decca in 1937. Listen for solos by Pee Wee Hunt on trombone, Pat Davis on tenor sax, Sonny Dunham's trumpet, and Clarence Hutchinrider's clarinet for Castle Loma Stomp. Thank you. Banjo guitarist Gene Gifford established the familiar Casaloma sound with his many fine arrangements. Notice the low register voicing on this 1933 Victor recording of Dardanella with its brilliant Grady Watts trumpet solo. While the influence of the Casaloma band was great in the pre-swing era, it lost its potency as a jazz organization long about 1932. On the other hand, its Decca records sold well up into the millions. Here's a fine example of the Casaloma's swing on this 12-inch recording, which was made for Decca in 1937. It's also a good example of the doubling its members were capable of, for you'll hear a quartet of trombones headed by Murray McCachern, along with Pee Wee Hunt, Billy Ralph, and Sonny Dunham for Sleepy Time Gal.
Thank you.
When Decca Records came into existence in 1934, one of the first bands to be signed was the Casa Loma. These boys were playing swing long before the term even originated and turned out little gems like Chinatown, My Chinatown in the early 30s. On the Casa Loma's first recording date for Brunswick in March of 1931, they waxed an up-tempoed version of a standard that still ranks as a classic today. Loaded with solos by Pat Davis on sax, Pee Wee Hunt, vocal and trombone, Joe Horse Hall at the piano, Joe Hostetter on trumpet, and Clarence Hutchenrider on clarinet, here's a rare recording of Put On Your Old Gray Bonnet.
On it and we'll hit old Dobbin to the shade. Over fields of clover we will drive to Dover on our golden wedding day. Put on your old gray bonnet with the blue ribbons on it and we'll hit old Dobbin to the shade. all fields of clover. We will drive to Dover on our golden wedding day.
Gene Gifford's arranging touch is very apparent in this next Casaloma Decca recording of 1936. Again, its low register sax figures lend color to the brasses on that very first ensemble, with Davis and Hutchinrider the soloists for Rose of the Rio Grande. Bandleader Larry Clinton wrote a series of studies in color back in the mid-30s that were unusually well accepted as dance instrumentals. There was a study in red, there was a study in blue, and here's the Casaloma's 1937 Decca recording of A Study in Brown. Thank you. Of the many band vocalists of the swing era, none was more popular than Casaloma's Kenny Sargent, who sang and played alto sax with the band during its entire cooperative existence. Here's Kenny's biggest hit, For You, recorded for Decca in 1937.
I will gather stars out of the blue for you. I'll make a string of pearls out of the dew for you.
Continuing with the great Casaloma band of yesterday, on their last Brunswick recording session before joining Decca in 1932, they cut one of their best of a long line of standards. Featuring solos by Hutchinrider, Dunham, and Hunt, here's Milenberg Joys, or, if you happen to be from New Orleans, Milenberg. By 1940, the Casaloma Band was known from coast to coast by its radio programs. And its Decca records like When Buddha Smiles, featuring Billy Rauch's trombone, Hutchinrider's clarinet, and Dunham's trumpet.
Thank you.
Hoagie Carmichael was the Castle Omens' favorite composer, and their book contained everything that Mr. C. wrote. Here's Hoagie singing his famous Washboard Blues, recorded with the Castle Oma Band for Decca in 1939.
Comes with cloudy skies and rain. My poor back is broke with pain. My man's sleeping, eyes are rubbing, chilling, weeping, clothes are tubbing, pains are creeping, eyes are drubbing all day long. Up to the washing soap, down to the water once more. Head down low, head low. Up to the washing soap, down to the water once more, four hands go. So weary of scrubbing, days dreary, so weary of tubbing them clothes. Up to the washing soap and down to the water once more, washboard blue. Never get me gone from here, scrubbing dirty clothes all year. It's them clothes, raggedy clothes, and mussy clothes, and dirty clothes. That's all I know. Up and down, back and forth, all year long. Oh, Lordy, won't you hear my song? Hear my song. Going down to the river someday. Hurry day, hurry. Going to the river, going down to the river someday. Throw myself, self away. River going down to the river someday. Hurry day, hurry day, hurry day, hurry.
A great asset of the Castle Oma Band was its prolific doubling of instruments. They could have a quartet of trombones, a sextet of trumpets, or a quintet of baritone saxes, depending on the effect arranger Gifford wanted to achieve. You'll hear much of this doubling on their 1935 recording of Chant of the Jungle. Of the many fine solos contributed by Sonny Dunham to records during his association with the Castle Oma Band, none ever reached the popularity and style and presentation of this next recording. Arranged as a showcase for Sonny's brilliant trumpet, here's the Castle Oma's 1937 Decca recording of Memories of You. ¶¶ World War II came along, after 12 years of no changes in its personnel, the Castle Omens started to leave. Glenn Gray kept the band going with replacements until 1950. And then, with all the original members gone, he decided on a well-earned retirement, packed up all the great arrangements, and took them home with him to Plymouth, Massachusetts. Late in 1956, Capitol Records asked Glenn Gray to come to Hollywood and again record, so that the younger generation could discover what we of the older ones so fondly remember. With him came a trunk full of original dog-eared Castle Omens arrangements, which needed only Hollywood musicians to bring them to life. With a personnel consisting of Klein, Schirach, and Gazzo, the trumpets, Howard, McCachern, Zentner, and Benson, the trombones, Russin, Bavona, Gentry, Herford, and Nash, the saxes, and Reuben, Van Epp, Sherman, and Fatul, the rhythm, here's the new Castle Omens band playing the 20-year-old arrangement of Gene Gifford's No Name Jive.
Thank you. As we close the gates to the Kingdom of Swing, this is Andy Mansfield inviting you to be with us again next week for another program of America's Popular Music.
America's Popular Music has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.